I was brought up in Hampshire,
right.
in a small market town,
yes.
as it was then, and I felt there was a big wide world out there. I came to London when I was 19.
And quite young.
Worked in the bank.
Yes.
Barclays Bank, Hampstead Heath.
Okay.
And I did national service. I was one of the last to be called up. And I learnt Russian.
Goodness.
So that was my time. I was in Buckinghamshire at a place called Wilton Park. And if we got through the exams, we would go to a hotel in Cheltenham. So this was a big attraction.
Yes.
I went to Cheltenham and then to Germany. And then when my national service finished, I came back to London again and worked at the Russell Square branch. And when I was doing national service in Germany, we went down to the village and all the lads drank a lot.
Yeah.
And I couldn't really manage the drink. And I can remember coming back in the car and one of the guys said, "Keith, you're talking gibberish." And I remember sort of sitting up near this guy and I must have squeezed his knee. Anyway, the next day he said to me, "You remember what we were talking about down in the village?" And I hadn't. Any recollection at all of what we were talking about. But I didn't like to admit that I didn't know anything, or because it would give away that I couldn't hold my liquor.
Of course
I couldn't.
Yes.
And he said, "Well, we were talking about the ancient Greeks." And I said, "Oh, yes, yes, that's how I remember." Of course, I didn't at all. And then he said, "I would like to do to you what the ancient Greeks did to each other." And I thought, "What on earth? What's he mean?" And suddenly the penny dropped, but I got very frightened. And I said, "We'd be put in jankers if we did that."
Yes.
So nothing happened. Then at Russell Square, one of the elderly members of staff was retiring, and we had a celebration for him. And I left. And then I thought, "Oh dear, I should have gone to the lavatory because I need to go to the loo." And so I went back to the bank and the doors were shut and I pressed the bell but couldn't get in. And so I walked up. I remember there was a lavatory in a little side street. So I thought, "I'll go in there." I didn't like public lavatories much. I went in there and relieved myself. And was leaning against the wall. I was just conscious of a little bit of pressure on my arm. And I didn't do anything. Then this hand came round and touched me up. And the fellow said, "Would you like to come back home with me?" And I said, "Well, where do you live?" He said, "Just round the corner."
Goodness.
And he lived in a basement flat in Brunswick Square. And so I went down to the basement, and he shared the flat with another fellow.
Yes.
And so we went to bed, and that was the first time that I'd had any sexual experience. He was very straight-looking, which is what I wanted, because I was afraid I'd upset my parents if they knew I was gay, because, of course, it was illegal. And I was very repressed. That's why I came to London. Well, I think that I didn't realise it, but I think that may have been why I came to London.
I'm sure. Yes.
And that's certainly why I stayed in London, because I thought, here, if anything ever happened and something appeared in the paper, probably no one would know. But if it appeared in the local paper in Andover, my hometown, the whole town would know. Would be gossiping, and I would bring shame upon my family. So I could lead a gay life in the anonymity of London, and I grew to love London. And I love the theatre, and so, of course, there's masses of theatres in London and the fringe theatres and so on. So this is where I've stayed, and this is where I should probably die here, I expect.